my mad job like mm-hmm. that. And I was mm-hmm. also like, you know, I got my own thing to do. But mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I did it, because it was sincere to me. I'm not like, you know, my thing, and pardon me, I don't mean to seem like cantankerous. To be honest, like, I'm not a very good interview giver for whatever
reason.
I'm having a great time too.
Yeah, but that's you. This shit is like sweat for me, because like, I'm for whatever reason, people are interested in what I have to say. And
yes, they are.
But some people are not interested at all. I don't take it for granted. I don't over or underestimate any amount. You know,
I do think it's interesting that at that time in your life. To you, you like, that's just, I did what I felt like doing, but it is a courageous choice. And just because it's a natural choice for you doesn't make it any less exceptional. You know, it's definitely.
I mean, I guess so. I mean, but if I just stay living in that, and I appreciate that people appreciate it. So let me take mm-hmm. the compliment, you know, mm-hmm. but it's like, everybody do what they want to do mm-hmm. to some degree or other. You know what I'm saying? It's like, mm-hmm. you know, we sacrificed for what we needed to want it. If it was righteous, exactly, it was out of order. You know, we said in the Black Story thing, it's like, you know, everybody doing what they, you love who you love. Even if you faking like you don't, mm-hmm. you doing what you want to do all the time. And if you suppressing that, it come out in other ways. So you might mm-hmm. just do what you really want to do, at least someplace. You may, you know, it's like, the, you know, in a lot of instances, more developed, I have been more developed as an artist with my artistic choices than I may have even been in my own life. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? I may exhibit more courage as an artist at times, or have exhibited more quote unquote courage as an artist at times than I may have exhibited as a person, by my estimation, you mm-hmm. know, with very personal things that people won't know about. But mm-hmm. I'm fortunate enough to be a working artist for the better part of my adult life in various mm-hmm. media. The things that I have to say, I say in my art. And this is the way that I engage and communicate with the world.
Right. I get that.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, what it is to me is going to be something completely different. It's something that I'm not even trying to cloud people. I say that all the time. It's like, you know, I've always been like keen to like steer away from persona, even when it's like, you know, positive attention. Because whatever you pick up, you got to hold that.
Yeah.
If you pick up when you're excellent, you got to hold that. And then when you're not, you got to hold that too. So I just like, you know, as I heard it said, is that people who love you for what you do, ignore them. The people who hate you for what you do, ignore them. Just do your job. Mm-hmm.
Is that part of the reason why you made a decision to publicly say, I'm going to go by my chosen name of Mos Def, chosen name of Yasiin Bey or Mos Def, and stopped at that point taking a lot of photos publicly as well? Did that factor into that mind state?
Well, what happened to me, I was at the airport once, and I was coming out of the terminal, coming out of the gate, and someone was like, Mos. And there was an energy that they said it with that made me feel like, oh, I'm a thing to that person.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They don't know me. They know Mos. It was like it was this persona. It was almost right. Felt like they were shouting out like a mascot or something. And I was like, I don't like that. And right. I was like, there's got to be, for me, there had to be like the me that I know myself as. I had to push that forward to like keep the weight of any persona from off of me.
Mm-hmm.
From potentially crushing me as a person, you know, it's certain type of praise that can crush you as well.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if you let it. So I was like, nah, because it's like this, you know, it's more of an instinctual choice, and it was a spiritual thing. And it was like, okay, you know, it's time for me to just be one thing all the way around the board. And even Wikipedia, niggas like, you know, if I'd have changed my name to anything else besides Yasin, I really believe it wouldn't be that big a deal. But because, you know, for whatever reason, I'm still fighting for that name. Like Wikipedia, you know, playing games, talking about Yasin Bey, better known as Mos Def. Right. As if like Mos Def is better than Yasin Bey. Yeah. Of course it's dismissive. It's completely And like I gotta reach out to them and go through all of these like loops and shit. Like I don't wanna be on Instagram, but I had to get on Instagram, right, to keep somebody from impersonating me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's how diligent that Instagram is with, you know, checking they facts, you know what I'm saying, about who somebody is, somebody's identity. Now, conversely, they're like, well, it's the internet. You know, you could call yourself whatever you want. But let another service come out called Gram Instant.
Right, and they on it.
And they on it. It's a huge problem. So, and I'm not whining or complaining. I'm just noticing that, like, this is the thing that's going on. And ultimately, in the larger scheme of things, it's not really that deep. These are not the things that people think about, like, at the crucial moments or on their deathbed. Mm. Or, like, you know, it's another aspect of the game.
Well, you're talking about priorities. And, you know, Priority is a song you made. It's one of my favorite records. And you said in that record, peace before everything, God before anything, love before anything, real before everything. That's a track that deals with putting faith in God first. Your sense of spirituality has always been inspirational to me. Narcy came on the show, called you a Sufi mystic. Is it difficult to be a spiritual person to practice Islam?
Oh, man, I'm a knucklehead in recovery. Just knock it off, man. I'm from, you know what I'm saying? I'm from the projects.
Yeah.
I'm not ashamed of that. I come from very noble people, very spiritual people that raised me. But I'm not like, you know, I ain't caught up in the. If that's how people feel about me, like, listen, I say it a lot. You know, I was somebody, Watson Shide, the poet. She shared this prayer with me, this dua, and it really resonated with me. Oh Allah, oh God, you know me better than I know myself. And I know myself better than people know me. So forgive me for whatever they do or don't know. Make me better than whatever they say. And do not make me responsible for whatever they say. Mm. You know? Because if someone sees me as some sort of mystic, but then I gotta be responsible to that if I pick it up.
Mm-hmm. Right? That's true.
Yeah. I can recognize it, but if I pick it up, now I gotta be that guy. Maybe I need to be more than just that guy. Maybe my thing needs to be more dynamic than just being this thing that people see me as or expect me as, you know, or expect me to be. And I understand that, you know, in American life, so many relationships are transactional. Like, you give me this and I give you that. You know, you play this role for me and I give you this in return. And for whoever's interested in those type of exchanges, who am I to judge? I'm just doing something different, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to make them explain themselves. And I don't feel like I'm compelled to explain myself to them either. And furthermore, I've been running my mouth for 20 years.
Listen to these records. Like, right.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, figure it out or don't. Like, what, you know, what am I supposed to say? What you want me to say? You know what I'm saying? I'm here talking to you because it's you. And I'm gonna talk to you like this, like, cause you my brother.
That's right.
But you know what I'm saying? You get it, you don't get it. I don't, you know.
Yeah.
Thanks for your time. What else can I say? You know what I'm saying? I'm just being a natural human being because that's what I gotta be. That's how I like to chill and have fun, is just to be me. You know what I'm saying? And there's all of these other areas of constriction, especially where we coming from. It's like, you can't do this, you can't, you know, what's up? It's like, well, then fuck it. Mm-hmm. Misunderstand it all you want. I gotta live with me when y'all not here.
Right.
So I need to live with myself in some sort of, you know, I need to live with some sort of respect for myself.
Yeah.
With myself about how I live and an acceptance of myself and acceptance of the fact that I'm not, you know, I have gifts and talents, but so? You know, that's not, you know, like, I respect that. I respect it, but I'm not tripping though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm not the first or last gifted or talented person. It's like, you know, it's like it says in the Desiderata, like, do not compare yourself with others, for you may become vain or bitter. For it's always there'll be persons greater or lesser than you.
Yeah.
Just do your job. You know, be yourself and just kind of get on with it and, like, you know, quit tripping. And trust me, you know, the ego is, you know, it's you know, it likes those little tasty treats. So you think I'm fly, you think I'm, you know, fly, you know what I'm saying? I'm not immune to that. I haven't been immune to that, but I'm just very keen to just be like, okay, that's cool. If there's something that I did that made you feel good or, like, brought you a level of joy that I experienced when I heard or experienced something that I thought was beautiful, and, like, psh, that's the juice, you know? And if I was able to get, like, you know, full clothing and shelter and, like, you know, some experiences, it's like the bonanza. So I'm not tripping about...
The bonanza, yeah.
I'm not tripping about none of the other shit. I could. Yes. Mm-hmm. And at different times, you do get caught up in it. I have. But then I remind myself, like, whoa, like, my guy, like, you know, from the peas, you know what I'm saying? I buried a lot of people that I can't replace, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, that reminded me of experiences that I had with you when I made the decision to come to South Africa to see you. Because a lot of our interaction had become industrial in my estimation. We were visionaries who started out together. You had your own vision, I had my own vision, we had our own successes. So then for my part, and I can't speak for your part, but for my part, a lot of when I would see you, I would feel obligated. I put this obligation on myself to be like, so when we gonna get in the studio? When we gonna do this Blackstar album? And I found that wasn't serving me. It didn't feel like I was connecting with my brother in an organic way. And so when I went to South Africa to see you, my plan at the time was, I just need to go see my brother as if Blackstar don't exist, as if I'm just going down the street to see my man. And I think that for me, it helped me out just as a man to grow in that moment.
Yeah, that was a very special time for me, brother. And you know, you weren't even out there for like a full 48 hours. Mm-hmm. And you came out of like sincere concern for me and my family and for our friendship. And it was a great time. To just see you and, like, see your face how you see me, because I know it was a lot going on. People, like, you know, what's going on? Is, you know,
right.
You know? And you came down there and see that I was basically chilling. It was, you know,
was chilling.
A stressful, challenging aspect of my time in South Africa, but it wasn't like, man, I learned so much there, and I experienced so much beauty and so much beautiful people in just real life. You know what I'm saying? I took a chance on something. I stood up for something that I believed in. I still believe in to this day.
That's right. Country called Earth.
Yeah, and my man came to check me just to see, like, yo, you good? And I was like, I'm good. And he was like, okay, I'm good. And that was that, you know? What I will say is, like, is being... men, being men, sometimes in a lot of spaces, we don't always know how to be around each other if we're not like it's not like project oriented, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or it's like we get together to watch the game, or we get together to like drink, smoke, party, like, and it's the way that we socialize sometimes is not around like actual human connections.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just kind of like surface level stuff. We don't really talk about what's going on inside of us, or, you know, it's like, you know, seen as a sign of weakness. Mm-hmm. And all of those are like hustles that got put on us, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of, you know? So I just want to just say that I appreciate, you know, having those moments with you. I'm, you know, I love to just be able to, like, I don't want to waste nobody's time. I'm not a chit chatter, you know what I'm saying? But I love to share energy and time with the people that I love. At this point in my life, I'm looking to be as good as a friend as I can to my friends and loved ones, because that's important. You know, I try to be that 3 o'clock in the morning, call or reach out for somebody. And I just, I mean, it's one thing to give somebody, you know, sometimes people may need some resources, some money or something from you. Mm-hmm. Sometimes somebody just need to, like, you know, I need you to hear my story. You know, you somebody that I know love me, that I trust. I just need you to hear. I'm going through it, you know. Shout out to G Herbo for that, like, that black, you know, male mental, like, mental health awareness check. Yes, that shit is real.
Mm-hmm.
It's
real.
Not a joke. You know, people are out here taking wheatgrass shots and going to the gym and doing all of this stuff to their physical, to like enhance their physical with diet and all of that stuff. But your mind is a part of your body and your spirit as well. And you got to check up and check in, you know, and, you know, and if this is particularly in a time like this, where it's challenging for a lot of people. Because they're experiencing something that they never experienced. You know, myself as well. Like, we never been in a time like this before. So you need your people. You know, as Chappelle said, you know, community is important. And sometimes we treat each other like coworkers, but not brothers and you know, community members. And it's a lot of us, bro. It's a lot of us that have a lot of love and respect and admiration for each other that we never talk. And I don't know what, I got a lot of different reasons with what that may be a function is, like, you know, colonial hangover or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Colonial hangover. I never heard that one.
Me neither.
That's a good one.
But it's, you know, I see it in other communities, in other industries and fields, like people keep in touch. They don't always agree on shit either. Sometimes they be like diametrically opposed on like issues that are really, really important to them. But they know how to agree and disagree. And I've seen them like care about one another. You know what I'm saying? About like, yo, how is so-and-so doing?
Yeah.
What's up with my man? You know what I'm saying? That call to just be like, I don't need nothing. I'm not trying to get nothing out of you. I'm not working an angle. Just saying peace, like, what's up? That engenders people sometimes to be, like, suspicious. Like, you know, everybody wants something.
Right.
And it's like sometimes if you will just say, I want you, I'm trying to get this thing popping, it will help. Blah, 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 blah. I'm trying to do something with you. I got a project. That's, I mean, because we have a very developed muscle with doing that with each other, like working out deals and getting numbers and schedules and about where you're going to be and, you know, how we're going to flip it and plan it. But it's like, okay, after the project is done, like how we really vibing with one another. Besides, like, the, you know, and I think that's important. And I, you know, so... That's thank you, my brother. Thank you very much.
No, thank you, brother. Thank you. Love and respect.
I want to first, before I ask my question, say thank you for bringing up don't live or die by people's praises, because I have a good friend that tells me that a lot. Because whenever I see like a comment on social media that's like, oh, you're doing a great job, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm doing a great job. I'm having a great day today. And then if you know, do like, plan your day out by, oh, I'm gonna have a great day because someone gave you a compliment. When someone doesn't give you a compliment or gives you a negative comment, then your day is shitty. So I really want to thank you for
that's a good point.
For bringing that up, and also not letting people put labels on you, and you not picking up what other people are putting on you, so that you won't have to feel the pressures of being whoever to anybody else. Because those are things that we all definitely need to remember.
You know, there's a lot that's been put on us. Particularly is like, you know, so-called black people, you know, it's all about somebody's, so much of what we've experienced in life in America and in a lot of parts of the world is based on someone else's preconceived notion of who we are, based on a very narrow set of based on very narrow information, you know, or based on knowing something about you, people pretending that they know you. And it's like, you don't know me. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
I don't know you, and I'm not gonna pretend to know you. If you're interested enough to know me and find out something about me, then I'm interested enough to know you. And if I'm not bothering you, then what difference does it make?
Right.
You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, you could have heard that I did so-and-so to so-and-so and so, and that may or may not be true, but if I'm not doing that to you, what difference do it make?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not hurting you or impeding you, so why I gotta bow or like subscribe to what any of your ideas or notions are about me when the whole world has been telling me all of this false information about who I am, what my history is, what's important to come out my community. And all of us in our heart of hearts know that all of that shit, the majority of this shit, if not all of it, is completely false. And what even is true is like twisted to serve some sort of false narrative. So, you know, you get to a point where you be like, well, fuck it then, you know? This story ends the same way for all of us. We all walking in the same direction to a grave, in essence. So we can't run from that. You know, death finds everybody.
Yeah.
You know? So it's, but how do you get there? And what condition do you get there in your heart or mind? So it's like, you know, let's just dispense with the, like, you know, you're the expert on me because you know something about me and something that I did. Like, I'm not going to pretend to know you. I'm not going to let you pretend to know me. And I'm not going to be locked up or shackled up based on some sort of preconceived notion that you have about me. I don't think that that's, like, courageous. I think that's just, like, common sense, to be honest. You know, like, there are things that are just, like, you know, plain, basic horse sense, as my grandmother would say. Apparently, for whatever reason, in certain parts of the world, appeared to be in, like, such scarce supply that they become like these commendable virtues. So, well, this is basic stuff as far as I'm concerned.
We've talked a lot about Mad Lib on the show. What is it about Mad Lib's production that you like so much?
What is it about anything that you like or love so much? If you had to describe anything that you like or love, how would it make you feel? Right? Why do you like chicken and waffles? You're like, the shit is tasty. Why do you
donuts.
Like the Jordan 1s?
Jay Dilla.
I like the way the beat make me feel.
Yes.
I like those sounds. I like the way that they're arranged. I don't care if somebody else, they don't have to like them. It's not a crime to like them or not like them. They turn me on. Like, I gotta, you know, there's things that I love. I don't want to explain why I love what I love. And I'm not bothering you. This shit is fly to me.
Well, I got a whole
Madlib album as
well.
I love it.
That's why it's fly to me. I don't even be thinking like that. I don't know why. It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like you fall in love with somebody. Like, why do you love me? What are you talking about, nigga? Because, you know what I'm saying?
That sounds like a whole different conversation.
You know, like, what kind of, you know, Sigmund Freud shit is he playing? Like, are you coming over or not? Like, what's going on?
Yes. With that mouth. Sorry.
Like, what are we doing?
Well, to people who don't know, Madlib has produced the whole next Black Star record, and I'm excited about it. It sounds great. But I want to ask you about something that we've been talking about a lot, which is streaming. You're very critical of streaming, Spotify in particular. There's plenty of possible valid reasons that we could pontificate on, but I want to hear you explain to the people who are looking for the new Black Star album, looking for new Yasiin Bey content, why you feel like they need to come to you directly.
Okay.
I mean, not to me, because I know.
No.
For the rest of us, this is not like
I'm critical of streaming. Like, streaming is a nigga that live in my building, who got a bad attitude or a leaky bathroom.
I don't fuck with that streaming. Like, right.
Nah, like, that streaming nigga, I don't like him. See the way he be treating his family.
that nigga streaming move funny.
He's always shouting at his girl, and she's nice anyway. It's not about streaming. That's not the problem. right? Mm-hmm. It's about, you mean to tell me that the source of labor at the center of this experience is supposed to be satisfied and grateful with receiving a portion of a penny for their efforts and labor? Now, whoever else is happy with that, then that's you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can take your labor to the market however you see fit. But when it relates to something that I'm doing and that I've been doing, I don't have to ask you niggas permission. I don't have to get your understanding. Mm-hmm. If I'm ambivalent or like, I don't know, something I just don't feel right, and I'm searching for a better way to do it, that's mm-hmm. completely my volition. I'm not right. here to be run by the audience's expectations.
Yes.
Right? Because I have my mm-hmm. own needs. Mm-hmm. You have your own needs. And to quote Kurt Cobain, it's only a few people that really love music, and they all musicians. And people that appreciate and listen to music don't like to hear that shit. Mm. And you know why? Because the reality is that people who really, really love music, at some point, they all try to make it.
It's a word.
Right? People that really love art, at some point, in one way or another, they try to make it. That doesn't mean that the audience is not important or that they're not a part of the exchange. We don't want to, because everybody got a gift that they want to share with people. And we don't just exist for our own sake. The trees are not here just for themselves or other trees. They're here for the cosmos, their expression of the cosmos, right? Mm-hmm. Which is everything, all of the living things that we can see and not see. That's what it is. So I'm saying the audience is important. But let me be clear about this, and I may be even provocative or vulgar. You motherfuckers... don't get to tell me what to do with what I make. Mm-hmm.
Tell them again.
It's between me and God. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Y'all niggas wasn't with me in the gym. You didn't even know where the fucking gym is at, my nigga. So I appreciate your enthusiasm. But that shit is not a steering wheel on my back for you to start fucking, you know, spinning and doing donuts like I'm disappointing you. Mm-hmm. If you want the next Black Star album that bad, then you'll make it. Oh, that's right. You can't.
Damn.
You can't.
That's right.
So just chill out until we get this shit sorted out, because who the fuck is more central to Black Star than Black Star?
Yes, indeed.
I get it. We want it too. You think you want the album more than us? Knock it off.
Knock it off. Right.
Knock it off. How you did not spend the hours with that music or with those ideas. We did. Mm-hmm. And we've been doing this shit for the better part of our adult lives. So respectfully, mind your business. Try today for free. When we ready with it, you'll get it. We've already given you real enough indication. What the fuck else do you want? Madlib actually played a Black Star song at a gig. We're not joking with you. It's not hype. And forgive me if like I'm getting amped about it, because niggas is like, this shit is never going to come. Okay. You know?
Nah, get him. Because the music makes us excited.
Let me just say
it's
this.
It's exciting for us.
I've been doubted before. You've been doubted before. Mm-hmm. And the many of the doubters have been wrong. I'm not here. That's not what drives me. Like, I'm going to prove y'all niggas wrong. Mm-hmm. No.
I wanted to do
something with niggas that I love, to do things that make me feel good. Right? And if you share that type of enthusiasm with me, then you're welcome. But you're not the boss of me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's not that type of transaction. You know, it's not, you know, in a strip club, okay, with performers to be like, don't touch me like that, because I don't like it.
That's right.
I don't give a fuck how much you tip me. Stop touching me now.
Right.
Because I'm the boss of me.
Right. That's right.
I love how you use a stripper analogy. That's
it's the truth.
Analogy.
This is a labor. This is a perfect. I don't like the way that the labor exchange is happening around it. And why wouldn't I? What type of Frankenstein, Bugs Bunny motherfucking math these niggas talk about? I'm supposed to get part of a fucking penny? Who looked at a fucking penny and decided it could be broken up into parts to be kneaded out to the people central to the fucking labor?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about? This is some continuation of the same type of shit that you was talking about with
the pact.
Yeah, the continuation of colonization. That's all right. of this shit is a colonial hangover. All of their mathematics are similar.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you work for us, you don't work at all. Let me tell you something. I don't know shit about space program. And I ain't perfect, but I know this. The God that I serve ain't interested in my misery.
Mm.
I'm not here to be miserable for none of these niggas. Nobody, myself included. I'm not interested in my own misery. So I'm not interested in the misery that anybody trying to put on my back. And if you're trying to tell me that I got to put it out on your schedule and not get paid what it's worth, but what you tell me it's worth, then we always going to have a fucking problem.
Yeah.
Right? Because my grandmother wasn't a sucker. And I don't come from sucker people. And I'm nice and cool, posse and more, but you fucking with the wrong one with that.
Right.
And I don't like to talk a lot. I'm here for you. I'm here for you, Quad. And I'm here for everybody that's here with you. But I don't give a fuck about none of that. Y'all niggas I'm not here for it.
No doubt.
So, with that being said, stop knocking on the fucking kitchen door talking about when is it coming. When none of y'all niggas could cook at all.
Yes.
Go cook some shit that you like to eat and have the shut up ceviche and get some yummy to your dummy. Just get the fuck, just leave me alone. Leave me alone, because I'm busy.
Yes.
Right.
Whether just because you didn't see it on your radar, you think that, like if you didn't notice it, it wasn't happening.
Right. The world disappears.
This is why I don't come outside
eyes.
A lot, Kwai. Mm-hmm. This is why I don't come. I'm a people person, but sometimes people ruin that, as Dave Nguyen said.
That's
you
right.
You know what I'm saying? And I respect the audience, but I'm not going to let these niggas run me. Because the moment that they feel that they got the lasso on, then it's you. Then you are just a fucking puppet. And I didn't, come on, man. No, that's not that's not what it said on the application for be a rock star.
I didn't sign up for this.
No, this is not part of the gig.
Right.
I love it. I fucking love it. So I'm going to take that answer to my Manny Fresh question I had coming up, and I'm going to switch gears onto your acting career. If you took your acting and looked at it totally separate from your music, you'd still be a legendary actor. You've done it all from plays to TV. And do you have a favorite role that you have acted in already?
No.
No.
I have ones like favorites that, like ones that I really, really enjoyed to sit out. Top Dog Underdog was like,
I was going to say that one. That's like my favorite.
Top Dog Underdog, fucking A. Off Broadway. I've been fortunate in that regard to work with people I love and respect on things that I care to do, that excite me, or like challenge me or make me just feel like getting up in the morning to go do this shit. You know what I'm saying?
And when I remember seeing Monsters Ball in the movie theater and knowing that you were in it. But when you appeared on screen, brother, I didn't recognize you until a few scenes in. Thought you did a great job on that. I was like, oh, shit, that's Mose. It was great acting. And then again, with Cadillac Records, what I remember is me and you was hanging out when you was filming Cadillac Records. And you had the...
My daughter, shut up.
Oh, I met her too.
She said the relaxer.
she knows what I'm talking about. You had the relaxer in, and you was moving like Chuck with the relaxer and the gear
what
and everything.
What the fuck
like
else am I supposed to do, Kwale? I was paid to portray Chuck Berry.
But I didn't know.
I had to make an effort to be believable.
But here's what's funny. I didn't know you was in that movie. I didn't know why the fuck you was doing that.
Did you know what the movie is about? It's about
no,
that was playing Chuck Berry.
Listen. I didn't know they was filming the movie. I didn't know that
I gotta smoke
Chuck,
a cigarette now. It's hot
Chuck,
in here.
Chuck Berry was in it. I didn't know you was cast as Chuck Berry. I just knew that you was acting strange. I was like, what's Moses?
No, I was acting like Chuck Berry. Did you read the description of the movie? You just came in there like, oh, Cadillacs, records. I like them both. Let's see what's going down. Yo, why Moses moving like that? Yo, why this nigga got a perm and a guitar? What's going on in this movie?
I'm not talking about in the movie. I'm talking about we was hanging out. Like outside of the movie.
When?
You had to process.
Right.
And then you was dressing
playing
like
Chuck Berry.
Method
but
acting.
I didn't know the movie was being filmed.
Oh, so you just thought like, oh, this nigga Moses on one. He done see through it. He done been listening to some Outkast records, and this nigga is...
He got a rap.
Okay, I understand the context.
Yeah, it was confusing to me for a minute. But then I saw the movie, I was like, oh, I get it. Because he was talking like Chuck and everything, but I had no context.
Was I?
Yeah, he was, you know,
method
he was
actor.
I don't remember that quite.
Maybe
that around that time you was, you know, I mean, we had some strong cannabis.
Yeah,
going
I smoked a lot of weed.
Time.
I was living in Los Angeles at that time. But.
Oh, yeah. Hi. So maybe it wasn't me.
No wonder when I was like, yo, let's go to the studio and do this Blackstar album. And niggas was not responding.
You're going to need the other half of Blackstar, though. I mean, do most know about this?
Yasin, what set did you have the most fun on?
I don't know, Jasmine. I don't know.
I need to know for the people. I'm the one that has to ask. We want to know.
I don't know. I got paid on all of them. I was happy that the check cleared and nobody was like, oh, he sucks. The guy who was, he's smelly. Maybe they was like, he's smelly. I don't know. You do a movie, you have no latitude. You do all of this, you put all of this energy out. And it's, you know, like, I don't know what the fuck is going to end up on the screen.
Right.
You just give it your all, and then you go away. Yeah, mm-hmm. And then some shit end up on the screen. You're like, oh, they kept that take. Or they didn't keep that take. Or, you know, it's not.
But that's an inside track. I mean, that's an inside, because I've heard that from other actors. I mean, I've heard that Jared Leto don't even watch any of his movies.
Oh, wow.
You know, so that's an inside track. Interesting take on it.
You know, I got into acting as a child for a school play, Free to Be You and Me, and I really liked it. Mm-hmm. I was able to be physical and use my brain. I personally describe the arts as athletics for geeks and nerds. Mm-hmm. So I'm a physical person, but I wasn't going to play junior varsity or join the wrestling team and no shit like that. So I did music and art. That's how I, you know, because that's how I like to, as Dave said, that's how I like to chill.
But one thing you have more control over is, you know, your art. You told me that you retired from the industry, but of course you didn't retire from making art. You did The Compound with Set Free. You did the exhibit at the Brooklyn Museum and other places. I think you did that with other places, right? With Niggas, right?
Niggas is still more coming with, but we did. We did pilot runs in Niggas in Marrakesh, Hong Kong, and then like the official exhibition open was at Brooklyn Museum when we had all of the artworks. Big shout out to Julie Murray too for like just agreeing. I mean, like, yeah, it's such a bar for me. And it's also like it taught me a lot about this quote unquote art establishment, because, you know, make no mistake, like Julie Murray to just agree to be in people's shows and was so either like when you talk about big deals in the visual art world, I don't know a bigger artist in the world today in terms of like impact and like respectability and scale. Like okay, let me put Julie Murray to a context for you. Like right now in New York City, she has a standing installation in the lobby of the Goldman Sachs building that if you want to see it in person, you have to make a fucking appointment. Okay? The legend goes is that the canvas cost seven figures to even stretch. That's how big this shit is, right? Yeah. Her medium is extra large. She's a woman. She's African. She's born in Addis Ababa. She went to school in Senegal. And she did my show with music, which she didn't have to do. I know would have been like, thank you for even taking my call.
Yeah.
And certain niggas, not niggas, but certain niggas try to act like that didn't happen. And it's cool. It's cool, but that was, it's not just a big deal to me. It's a big deal, period.
Well, you've made a point to me that art is the only thing that doesn't depreciate. Art
it's the lasting treasure in the world that is born to die. The Confederate money can't get spent anymore, but the Confederate art, or quote-unquote art, is a form of currency in itself, not because of its quality, necessarily.
Obviously not.
But because of the... And there may have been some quality artists in that time. I haven't been exposed to Confederate art. I don't know. But I'm sure there were some skilled painters or other artisans that held that political point of view. But their work is more valuable. It's lasted longer than the idea of the Confederacy or the money.
Yeah.
So that's how I view art. It's the you know, when the empires fall, what are the first thing that they start looking at? And the artifacts, the art, what did they wear? You know, what were they songs? What was they poems? Who was the people that they respected or lauded, or who was the people's champion? And not, they don't be, you know. So that's how I regard the art.
That's a healthy regard. I want to give you the opportunity to, you want to read some Toynbee for us at this point?
I don't have, you think I brought the Toynbee book out with me? No. You think I know Toynbee from memory? Not yet. Give me a
week. But you saw Chappelle mention the kindness conspiracy on SNL, right?
Yes.
I feel like that was developed based on conversations you was having with him.
Well, let me tell you how the kindness conspiracy came to be. The kindness conspiracy came for something that Dave said in San Francisco with me, him, and Madlib. And he said something that's like... Dave Chappelle said, this is a kindness conspiracy. It doesn't matter what the governments do. As long as we're good to one another. It doesn't matter who the king or the queen is or is not, as much as some of us think. What matters is how you treat each other beyond blackness or whiteness, beyond red or blue. It's not about how you agree, it's about how you disagree. And trust me, I'm a nigga. Negus. And shout out to the people of Ethiopia, the Tigray, all original peoples of the world, native peoples, Oromo, all of those people. Be good to one another. Be good to one yourself, to yourself. Kindness is a form of intelligence and brilliance, and cruelty is a form of stupidity. Right? Smarten up because as Benjamin Clementine said, treat others the way you want to be treated.
Yes, indeed.
Be aware that your days are fully numbered. And that's the deal. Whoever's out of office, that's the deal. The kindness conspiracy is to treat each other as kind as we possibly can. And I don't have the best temperament all the time. As I grow older, there's parts of me that like really curmudgeonly. And there's parts of me that's like, I'll snap on you, nigga. Right? But there's no victory in that. Right. What am I really communicating with that? I'm talking with my ego. And it's some sort of learned behavior that I adopted to survive a harsh environment.
Yeah.
Right? But that don't really work. And I don't want to crush I don't want to crush my own human suppleness. Mm-hmm. But all I have to be harsh. I can do it. It's a gear that many of us have, but like, what do we really win in that regard? And every time that you're harsh, or like too quickly, not shortly thereafter, you always regret it. I know I have.
Yeah.
You know, it's a high price, small reward, or sometimes no reward.
Yes, indeed.
I was actually just watching you last night on the Chappelle Show, not even doing research. I was just watching the Chappelle Show and your freestyle. I don't know if it was a freestyle or not, but you guys riding in a car.
Close Edge. I was working on New Danger at that time. And I told Dave, like, I got this new shit I want you to hear. Mm-hmm. So, that's how that came. It was like it was Dave's first time hearing it. It was my first time like performing it outside of the studio.
I know you had a close relationship with Dave Chappelle even before the Chappelle Show, and you guys have a project coming up together on Luminary. Can you both talk to me about that friendship and how it's affected your lives and creative output and what the new project is?
I could.
Certainly.
But I could show you better than I could tell you.
So I can't get any deets? Until it comes out?
What is there to say? It's to be experienced. It's nothing to say.
They have to experience it.
You gotta come into the thing, and gratefully, mm-hmm. I'm doing it with two human beings that this is my brothers. This is like, this is, mm-hmm. I'm in the foxhole with them, and I'm at the victory laps with them, right? Mm-hmm. And this is what God put us here to do. So we doing it. So, you know, just to even be here talking to you at this platform, I got to say this too about Talib Kweli. Because I know there's been a lot going on with your name and all that shit. Let me tell you something. You don't have to love my friends. You don't have to understand my friends, right? I'm not going to apologize for my friendship with none of my friends because I know them in ways that you don't. Mm-hmm. I know them in the hours that you would never get to see them. You know what they do. I know who they are.
Ooh.
Right? So that, and you being in this space is perfect. You excel in this space. You excel as a human being. You excel as someone I respect. You excel as an intellect. And for whatever people try to say about you, which I don't really register, because I know who you are. Mm-hmm. And I love you because of you and in spite of you. And you're a man that I respect as a man. And you're one of the illest MCs. And you've been that way since where I met you. But if you stop being the illest MC, if you lost your voice, if you lost your capacity to move or express yourself in the way that you do, I still love you. Because I know who you are beyond what you do. And I want to tell you a secret. I see that they, evicted you from Twitter, but I want to share this with you and the audience out in the world. People think that you got evicted off of Twitter because of, whatever exchange that you was having with somebody, but what really happened is that me and Dave called the owner of Twitter and we told him we got to get him out of there because he's our brother. And I just didn't want to hold that secret no more. You know what I'm saying? Because I had we had appealed to you in so many ways. We had like Twitter interventions and all of that shit. But me and Dave came together. I was like, yo, Dave, I'm going to need your star power to do something that we need to do for our brother, which is to get him off of Twitter. And when I found that you had got evicted off of Twitter, I personally had a celebratory gelato with my family and myself because I was that happy. You know what I'm saying? I had a celebratory gelato. I smoked some, good premium tobacco. I had a warm tea, and I thanked my Lord and Savior for coming through and answering one of my prayers. And I hope that you may be mad. I hope that this is not like a you know, some obstruction of traffic in our relationship. But we felt what was best, and it may have been uncomfortable for you in the beginning, and maybe even now. But in the long run, I'm sure that you will see that this was it was the right thing.
That is hilarious. And I love you too, Yasin.
So when he was talking, you were real deep into the bromance, and then you said evicted from Twitter, and I thought you were about to go into some more seriousness, and I was trying to hold in my laughter because evicted is just the funniest word you could have used.
I mean, it's the correct word. It's
nigga, they Twitter's, evicted you from Twitter. They was like,
stuff was at the keyboard.
Get out, Mr. Nigga.
I put my foot on the
couch. Don't come back here no more. Hit the road, Kwali, Talib, whatever you want to call yourself. And just take that shit to Instagram or your Patreon page. We've had it. Take you and your followers and all of your observations and your arguments and pack your shit out of Twitter house. Because you can't live here no more. That's you ain't right. Gotta go home, but you gotta get the hell out of Twitter. And I was like, yes.
You gotta tweet somewhere else.
Yes.
But Yasin, you have to share with the people. You have to share with the people that I did say to you, I said, when we were working on a Blackstar album, I said, the day that we announced this Blackstar album.
No, I wasn't waiting that long. I had to push the button.
You had to go do something about it?
I had to push the button, son. I did what I had to do. I'm sorry.
He pushed the rap.
But however I got to make it to, you know, they got some new Jordans coming out. I know you like hats.
I like hats.
And you know, fine dining. We could work it out,
like
my nigga.
Dining,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we have a couple
this
of dinners.
This guy knows me.
Hey, you have a couple of dinners. Hey, you. Who cares? Who cares about Twitter? This fish is delicious.
That's right. That's right. And that's the word. That's the lesson. Yasin Bey, I love you.
Oh,
I love
God.
You so much, brother.
Thank y'all for spending some time with my shenanigans. Give it up for Black Alfalfa. It's making
that's
his
right.
debut in the world. Shout out to Anwar Khalifi.
That's right.
Who am I that's missing? Right. Happy birthday to Sada Baby. Happy birthday.
Shout out to Sada Baby.
Happy birthday. Look me in my eyes, nigga. I ain't fake at all.
You can get me the best child award if you can shout out my mom since you're doing your shout outs.
Hey, shout out to Mama Lee. Shout out to all of the moms. Shout out to my mom. Shout out to your mom.
Yes,
shout out to Charlie Brown and his moms. Shout out to all of the moms.
Yes, indeed.
And the pops, too.
And the pops. Yep. That's right. It's community here. Ladies and gentlemen, Yasin Bey has blessed the People's Party.
God bless.
We feel that we have a responsibility to shine light into the darkness. You know, there's a lot of darkness out here. We watch it all the time. I'm busy looking at the darkness saying, damn, there's some darkness over there. Whatever. And we have a responsibility to focus on it. Say, you know, y'all be cool. We know that we know how to make some music. And the music ain't supposed to stand still.
It's like that. Mos Def and Kwali.
Black Star. The guy to me. Black Star. Black Star.
It's like that. Mos Def and Kwali.
Black Star.
We know where the real life documentarians are.
Yeah,
who, of course, the mighty Mos Def is a real life documentarian. Balib Kwali. Real life documentary.
Anyhow, the statement that they make will determine what everybody else plays very shortly. You dig? And that's the way it goes. So here we go.
Against the canvas of the night. Here's a curious celestial
black
phenomenon.
Unite, and let's all get down. We got to have what? We got to have
what
that
is
love.
What is the black star? Is it the cat with the black shades, the black car? Is it shining from very far to where you are? It is commonplace and different, intimate and distant, fresher than an infant.
Black, my family thick like that strap molasses. Star on the rise in the eyes of the masses. Black is the color of my true love's hair. Stars are bright, shining, hot balls of air.
Black like my baby girl stare. Black like the veil that the Muslimina wear. Black like the planet that they fear. Why they scared? Black like the slave ship galley that brought us here. Black like the cheeks that are roadways for tears. That leave black faces well traveled with years. Black like assassin crosshairs. Blacker than my granddaddy armchair. He never really got no time to chill there. Cause his life was warfare.
See, on the front lines, the blacks is all there. Black like the perception of who on welfare. Black like faces at the bottom of the well. I've been there before to bring the light and heated up like Lacosina. Make what I imagine happen, but maybe I'm just a dreamer. I love rocking tracks like John Coltrane, love Naima.
Like the student, love the teacher.
Like the prophet, love Khadijah.
Like I love my baby features. Like the creator, love all creatures.
Who are knowledge, truth, and peace seekers. We on point like heat seekers. Targeting the black marketing strategists. Run up on them with the heaters. Everybody following with no leaders. Feeling like we killing ourselves because I know they can't defeat us. It don't stop till we complete this. Keep this fly. There's so much to life when you just stay black and
blacker
die.
Blacker than the nighttime sky, a best star in July. Blacker than the seed in the blackberry pie. Blacker than the middle of my eye. Black like Fela, man cry. Some man want ask, who am I? I simply reply that you and I. V-E-R-S-A-L, magnetic. Work to respect the angelic. Climb the mountaintop and tell it to the valleys envelop. You're full of big chat, but you not know me. I'm dark like the side of the moon you don't see when the moon shine newly. You know who else is a black star?
Who?
Me.
You know who else is a black star?
Who?
Me.
You know who else is a black star?
Who?
We. And we be shining and shining. We'll be rhyming and rhyming. We be shining and shining. We'll be rhyming and rhyming. Now everybody hop on the one. The sounds of the two. It's the third eye vision. Five side dimension. The eighth light is gonna shine bright tonight. It's the third eye vision. Five side dimension.
You know the light.
Go from the dark.
The other way is ass backwards.
Absurd.
Make you wanna crow like a blackbird.
That's right.
You're living from your first day to your last night. Sometimes you show your ass like
lint on your clothes.
When you froze in the black
light. Dead that.
Before you get your head wrapped.
Like
we see through your voodoo just like Eve by you. You dealing with that black magic.
Try to civilize you.
Not walk on by you.
Like Sybil.
Lies do get you blacklisted.
It'll.
Being lucky for you like a black cat.
A panther.
Revolution is the answer.
That's what we need.
Greed like my people like a cancer.
Sure indeed.
The
black people unite. Let's all get down. Now everybody hop on the one. The sounds of the two. It's the third eye vision. Five side dimension. The eighth light is gonna shine bright tonight. Everybody hop on the one. The sounds of the two. It's the third eye vision, five side dimension. The eighth light is gonna shine bright tonight. It's the third eye vision, five side dimension, equaling up to eight lights shine bright.
Hello, everybody. Recording live from somewhere.
Lord of the mercy, all night Sunday Central. Follow me now. Say hi, Dick, yes, you're rolling hip-hop. Say J-Roll, yes, you're rolling hip-hop. Redefinition, say you're rolling hip-hop. Say Black Soul, come to Rocket Gun. From the first to the last of it, delivery is passionate, the whole and not the half of it. Forecasting aftermath of it, project, I let them blast away. Accurate assassin shit, me and Quali close like Bethlehem and Nazareth. After this, you be pressing rewind on top of your master this. Shining like an asterisk for all those that you gather it. Connecting like a roundhouse from the townhouse to the tenements. Cause all my Brooklyn residents, on the heavy regiments, don't believe, hear the evidence. We're Brooklyn. See that? Buy the ticket all, can't believe that. From where they send the tree at, to where the police react. Tell it quality, equality, you tell them what we be at.
Brooklyn, New York City, where they paint murals of Biggie and Cash we trust. Cause this ghetto fabulous life look pretty. What a pity, blunts are still 50 cents, it's intense. Street sense is dominant, can't be covered with incense. My presence felt, my name is Quali from the eternal reflection. People think your MC is shorthand for misconception. Let me meditate, set it straight. Came to the conclusion that most of these cats is featherweight. Let me demonstrate, walking the streets is like battling. Be careful with your body, you must know karate. You think your soul is bulletproof like Sade. Stop acting like a bitch already, be a visionary. And maybe you can see your name in the column of obituaries. Third grade teacher reading and talking about, I knew he'd amount to nothing. Neighbors like he was the quiet type. Who'd have thought they was fronting? Talking loud like you and RCA. Get carted away with body parts and trays. What a way to start your day. Yo, it's like
1, 2, 3. Most heavens, I live quality. We came to rock it on to the tip top. Best alliance in hip hop. Why, oh, I said 1, 2, 3. It's kinda dangerous to be an MC. It's shot to podcast.
keep on making it. Brooklyn keep on taking it. So relax with the gimmick back. Red Hook where we're living at. Plenty guys be struggling and hustling and bubbling. It ain't about production and what is we discussing? When the cock crows, my crop grows and they want me to rock flows. Driving for perfection ever since I was a snot-nosed colossal. True original, B-boy apostle. Standing on the rooftop with the Zulu Gestapo.
You think you the shit? Somebody in the wings will force you to quit. It could be your crew, a clique, or some random kid you smoke Buddha with. Consider me the entity within the industry without a history. You're spitting the epitome of stupidity. Living my life, expressing my liberty. You gotta be done properly. My name is in the middle of equality. People follow me and other cats to hear them flow and assume I'm the real one with the lyrics like I'm Cyrano.
Still sipping with your well water imported from Pluto. 360 milliliters for all the believers and miles of kilometers. Most cats cannot precede us in the jungle with the leaders. We the lions, you the cheetahs. A cypher who complete us as we come through your receivers. You can play us and repeat us and then take us on Marita. Good Jesus, most deaf and quality just make a pussy freeze up. Think it over, ease up.
One, two, three, most deaf.